outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that 5 o'clock is right here, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio. I'm Bill Wolfson, and I've got a special guest for our Get Off the Cat Couch feature today, Cindy Yard, former Hunterdon County Administrator, somebody I went to high school with, and now aerobics instructor at HealthQuest. Good afternoon, Cindy. How you doing?
Fine, thank you, Bill.
Great. Cindy, I got to go tell everybody about the weather. Well, you know, right now it's beautiful out. It's a fair day, 75 degrees, a little wind, not a lot. And we have a chance of showers this afternoon at 36%. Tonight, showers likely, 60% and patchy fog. Tomorrow, Saturday, chance of showers is 50% and breezy with a high of 53. Saturday night, decreasing clouds, a low of 37, and Sunday, I'm heading to the shore, sunny, then sunny and breezy, and a high of 62. Sunday night, mostly clear, then a slight chance of showers, and Monday, just in time to go back to work, mostly sunny and beautiful. Tuesday, mostly sunny and beautiful, with a high near 54, we're back to fall weather. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low of 33. Wednesday and Wednesday night, sunny and then getting a little cloudy. Thursday and Friday, chance of showers. Might be partly sunny Saturday. So a nice weekend coming up, except that Saturday it's going to be drizzly, but Sunday looks like the kind of day to get out there and up off that couch. Let's go talk news because it's at the top of the hour. We always play the news.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The fact that we're together, the fact that they shake hands at the end and say, see you on the campaign trail, that's not bad.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan speaking about last night's Al Smith dinner where Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump exchanged jabs. Trump slammed Hillary for her speeches to big Wall Street donors.
I've known Hillary for a long time. This is the first time ever, ever, that Hillary is sitting down and speaking to major corporate leaders and not getting paid for it.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter, during a surprise press conference on a flight to Turkey, said the U.S. forces are in harm's way in Iraq.
Our forces operating against ISIL have been in harm's way. I can't emphasize that enough. They do that every single day. That will continue through the Mosul campaign.
USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A judge has struck down a controversial Mississippi abortion law. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
A federal judge saying a new Mississippi law against spending Medicaid funds on health care providers who offer abortions is illegal. A district judge ruling yesterday the law can't go into effect because it violates Medicaid users' rights to choose their provider. It's a win for Planned Parenthood, who sued the state over that new law in June. That's even though Planned Parenthood doesn't offer abortions in Mississippi. I'm Chris Barnes.
The United Nations now focusing on the Syrian city of Aleppo. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon describes parts of the city as besieged.
Eastern Aleppo is besieged. No UN convoy has entered since July 7th. Under these medieval conditions, the vulnerable are suffering the most.
Uber admitting one of its self-driving vehicles was involved in a crash in downtown Pittsburgh. The ride-sharing company says, though, pictures have shown it was rear-ended by an actual driver. USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
A petition now up on Change.org for the impeachment of a judge who gave an extremely light sentence to a father convicted of incest. Here's the story.
Some people in Montana are calling for the impeachment of a judge who sentenced a man who admitted to raping his 12-year-old daughter to just 60 days in jail and then suspended some of that time. The petition posted on Change.org is calling for the impeachment of Valley County District Court Judge John McKeon for his, quote, horrible decision. The prosecution asked for a sentence that would have put the father in prison for 25 years after a plea agreement was reached with the defendant. But McKeon sentenced the man to 30 years suspended plus 60 days in county jail, then gave him 17 days credit for time served. I'm Chris Barnes.
New Jersey state lawmakers are going to conduct their own investigation into the deadly crash at a Hoboken train station.
The New Jersey State Assembly's first move was to give itself subpoena power, compelling witnesses to testify and hand over documents tied to NJ Transit's financial and operating practices. Panel Chair and Assemblyman Mark McKeon warned, quote, "We're not to be trifled with." A key part of the hearings will look at train control technology. The NTSB says the doomed train was going more than twice the speed limit when it slammed into a bumping post at Hoboken Terminal. One woman died and more than 100 others were hurt. Ethan Harp, New Jersey.
A couple facing terrorism charges in Phoenix. Prosecutors say Michelle Bastian and her husband Thomas plan to commit an act of terrorism at the Arizona State Prison Complex. USA Radio News.
Well, it's 5 o'clock. Actually, it's 5:07. This is Bill Wolfson. I'm one of the sports guys, and I'm the only sports guy here today. Pat Smith is out there out in Green Bay, luxuriating in the fact that the Green Bay Packers won last night against the evil Chicago Bears. So a division win for Green Bay. They're now 1-2 straight. They beat the Giants. They beat the Bears, even though they did lose to Dallas. So Pat's coming home 2-1 for her beloved Green Bay Packers. Meanwhile, John Manfreda, a Giant fan, is not here today. John is stuck, I believe, up in North Jersey somewhere doing some legal work and might be on his way back, so we may see him. I'd like to talk about the business expo that the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce is running on Thursday, November 10, at Hunterdon Central High School in the Fieldhouse or Commons. One of the really cool things is that there's a restaurant showcase where you can come and sample foods from a lot of our great Hunterdon County restaurants from 5 to 7, as we say around here at the Chamber, buy local, buy Hunterdon. A lot of good sponsors here, PNC Bank, Hunterdon Healthcare, HealthQuest, Flemington Car and Truck Company, ShopRite, The Y, Fulton Bank, Donalina is a great place to get your hair cut. I get my hair cut there as opposed to doing handstands over my garbage disposal. Financial Resources, the Federal Credit Union of New Jersey, Compass, Rab Coin Shop, a great place. I've known Randy Block a lot of years, and he's a great guy to do business with. Anita Angels and the Wright and Ford Funeral Home. That's what they is. I can't quite read it. Now, I can tell you also a good shout-out to the kids, the students. They're not really kids anymore. They're young adults at Hunterdon County Polytech, especially the design students, who are really very supportive of us here at the Chamber of Commerce. This afternoon, I have with me an old friend who I've just managed to meet up with again, Cindy Yard, who many years ago was Cindy Young and was a year behind me in high school. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Hello, Bill.
Cindy, I understand that you are now one of the, and have been for a number of years, one of the water aerobics instructors over at HealthQuest. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
And Cindy was our Hunterdon County administrator from 1998 until she retired in 2014. She's a graduate of Keystone College. She's a 1970 grad of Hunterdon Central. Deep, Dark, Dirty Secret. I'm a graduate also, but 1969, a year ahead of her. She got her bachelor's in social sciences at Thomas Edison State College, now a university, in 1990, and a master's degree in Rutgers in public administration in 1994. She's worked at the Hunterdon Development Center, and she also spent years with the New Jersey Department of Human Services as she completed both her bachelor's and master's degree. After she retired in 2014, she became very active at HealthQuest, and she began doing aqua aerobics. And Cindy, what drew you to aqua aerobics to begin with?
Well, it's first of all, it's a class that anybody can do, and it maximizes all kinds of good things when you do it. It's easy on your joints, and until I got into becoming a little bit more athletic and in good health, it was a nice slow start, and then I branched out a little bit and did some other cardio and strengthening and classes. But it's a great workout, and it's not what everybody thinks, that it's just for old arthritic ladies.
Well, I don't think of it as a sport just for old arthritic ladies or men. I think of it as something really pleasant to do in the water, because you avoid, if you don't like to be hot and sweaty, it's a great exercise. You're in the water. And but what I'm really interested in is, what got you past the idea of, I really don't know if I want to do this or not. What got you over the hump and into the water doing water aerobics?
I today still tell the class, and I teach both women and men, that the hardest part of getting into water aerobics is putting your bathing suit on. It's something that everybody can do. You don't have to be a super athlete. The more you do it, the better you become. And it's really very enjoyable. I'm a big advocate of, you know, the network of friends that you meet, you know, and it's a great workout. It's a wonderful workout.
That's good to hear. And I understand you became certified in August of 12. And who actually does the certification process?
At HealthQuest, it's called Water Art Fitness International, and it's done right there. So when you commit to becoming an instructor, you go through a 16-hour on-site certification, and it covers things like the properties of water and basic exercise and basic anatomy and biomechanics and cardiomuscular conditioning and shallow and deep water workouts. And then it also shows you how to use the function and the use of so many different equipment that you can use in the water, you know, paddles, weights, noodles. And then after the 16 hours, you have to write a program, you know, a class, and then you're judged on, you know, if you've touched all of the, you know, the points that you're supposed to cover, and then you become certified.
Okay, and is this certification something that's nationwide?
There are many different companies that do it, yes, but yes, you can be certified in water aerobics anywhere. HealthQuest happens to use this particular certification, but it's very good, and they offer all kinds of deviations of, you know, the water aerobics. There's, you can get a specialty in arthritis, you know, in joint therapy. You can get a specialization in children's water aerobics. So it really has a lot to offer.
Well, that's exciting. So you could actually transfer your certification if you wanted to work in another state or teach in another state.
Absolutely.
So having that kind of a certification might be a good type of retirement planning for somebody, even, because you could move and just about anywhere and show up at a gym with a pool and say, hey, you know, I'd like to teach aerobics.
And a lot of resorts look for certified water aerobics teachers, and a lot of times it involves them giving you, you know, a room and board, if you will, while you're there teaching the class, so you can also travel. You know, you can go on cruise lines. I mean, there's all kinds. Once you're certified, it opens up all kinds of doors.
Well, that's exciting, and that's a very good thing to have as a credential. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the coursework you had to take. It was basic anatomy and biomechanics. You also had to think about flexibility guidelines and water and muscular conditioning. And obviously, you're learning some anatomy, you're learning some physiology, and I think you're doing that to help people have a good experience, but also to prevent people from having a bad experience and getting hurt. Is that right?
Right, absolutely. And I, joking, you know, funny, you should mention that, because while we were having our training, I kept saying, I'm not training to be a doctor. I just want to be a water aerobics instructor. But it's important to understand how it all happens and how it all works. So, you know, I somehow made it through the anatomy and physiology part of it.
Yeah. Now, I understand you teach four times a week. Is that right?
I teach. I'm scheduled just one time a week, but I am their permanent sub. And because I'm retired, throughout the year, I'm usually teaching at least three times a week, and sometimes six and seven times a week. We offer water aerobics at HealthQuest 10 times a week.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So what about the class that you yourself teach? What time of day is that class?
It's Thursday morning at 9:30, and I will say at that time frame, it is mostly retired. I am retired. I am the oldest instructor they have, but I feel as young as the rest of them. When I retired from the county in 2014, this became my work and my transition into retirement, and it's wonderful. It's, you know, I've really made a whole new set of friends and colleagues, and it's good for me, it's good for the class, you know, and it's a win-win for everybody.
What's the big advantage of water aerobics when you are rehabbing from an injury to a joint or a muscle or a ligament? I've heard water aerobics is one of the things that really helps people.
It's the absolute best, and I told Bill this before, but I'm just about ready to have a knee replacement on November 9th. And we were joking because I first hurt my knee in 1970 at the President's Fitness at high school with the softball throw at Hunter and Central. And my orthopedist said to me, I wish all of my patients did water aerobics. It's the absolute best thing you can do. It's not taxing on your joints. You're buoyant in the water. You can do almost anything, unless you have a localized problem, a, you know, torn rotator cuff or whatever, and you can, it's a wonderful workout without putting that stress on the joints.
So it's very, very, very therapeutic from everything I've read from what you've given me. Now, what about the cardio conditioning? I know you're working against the resistance of water, and so you've got to be monitoring a heart rate. Is that correct?
Yes, I mean, yes, we don't have people take their heart rates. Some of the people may have, you know, measurement tools to do that. But as I say to all of the folks in my class and all of the classes that I sub at, you know, you just need to keep moving. You need to have fun. And, you know, you can go as hard or as soft as you want. But the key is to keep moving, you know. And again, all of that, the working the water, you know, the flow of the water and your arm movements and your leg movements, it's changing. It's a constantly changing product of nature. So it gives you great resistance without the damage to your joints.
And what about the idea of muscles, muscle strength? Can you actually strengthen muscles by pushing against water the way you're teaching the class?
Yes. The resistance in the pool can range anywhere from 4 to 42 times greater than air. So your body's muscles get a rigid workout. Like I said, you know, very often people think that water aerobics is just for the arthritic elderly, and it's not that at all. We have folks throughout the year that take our class for different challenges at HealthQuest, and they typically all say the same thing. I didn't realize that it was going to be such a great workout.
Well, that's good. What about the idea of building strength and endurance? Is this something that you can really build up a lot of strength quickly, where you begin to see definition in your muscles as weight drops off and your muscles get larger?
It's you know, it requires you to push and pull against the weight, you know, the weight plus gravity. And the water resistance is a more natural resistance, which requires the body to strain through the water rather than against it. So it absolutely builds endurance. There are times, you know, your muscles are fatigued when you're doing certain exercises. Sometimes you're huffing and puffing, and so you know that you're building endurance, because the more you do it, the better it is.
I know that water aerobics is a low impact exercise, but what about building things like flexibility? Your joints are supported. You're a little bit more buoyant in the water. That you're not dealing with as much gravity. So why does that build flexibility for people? What does that actually do for the muscles and the joints?
Well, the joints will naturally increase their range of motion. Right now, with my knee, I have a very limited range of motion. I was just at my pre-op appointment this afternoon, but in the water, I can move all over. My legs can go, you know, full range of motion, my arms. But when I'm on land, that's, you know, one of the drawbacks right now of my need for the knee replacement.
Well, we have to break for a couple of commercials to keep our sponsors happy and to build some of their flexibility and endurance. And so that for our show. So we'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, we're back. I'm Bill Wolfson, one of the sports guys. We're missing Pat Smith and John Manfreda today. Pat's out in Green Bay, enjoying the fact that her Green Bay Packers won last night, and hopefully she's on her way back because we're getting lonely here without her. And John Manfreda, who knows where he is, probably still at work. Meanwhile, we've got Cindy Yard with us today, former county administrator and currently one of the senior instructors at HealthQuest. Cindy, we've been talking about water aerobics and how it builds endurance. I know it builds muscular strength and builds flexibility. But did you learn what actually goes on in a joint in the human body when they consistently do water aerobics? What are the kinds of things that go on?
Well,
how does the joint get strengthened?
Well, because you're moving and it naturally increases the range of motion. So, you know, you're adjusting constantly to the push and pull of the water. So, you know, people think that you're just you're immobile, you know, in water, but the water is flowing, you know, depending on, you know, how many other people are kicking their legs or moving their arms, so that resistance continues to increase your range of motion. As I said before, I can do almost anything in the water, but with my bum knee, I can't do too much out of the water with it.
I get it. So basically, it's not just the weight of the water you have to push away, but when you have company in the water, they're also creating some current, so you're pushing against that as well.
Absolutely.
And most of us who spend time either in the water or on the water are always very sensitive to just how strong current can be. We know that when we go to the beach, we've got to be careful about rip tides and things like that when we go swimming. Are you a swimmer?
I was a swimmer, not an avid swimmer, but I do love the water and have spent many, many, you know, years, you know, I love the beach. I do love the water, even just being in the water, you know, not necessarily, but I would say a good swimmer. I'm not an excellent swimmer.
Well, I know that water aerobics is a good low impact exercise, and frankly, I have a little bit of low back pain. So, am I a good candidate for water aerobics?
Absolutely.
And why is that?
Well, because again, with all the things that we were talking about, you know, increasing the resistance, you're buoyant in the water. So, in other words, the weight that you're carrying out of the water, and you know, taxing your joints in the water, you're almost weightless. So it allows you to move freely, and you know, strengthen, you know, the area that you're having. You said you have some lower back problem.
So, what about somebody who may be told, "Don't twist, don't turn your torso," you know, because you may have a problem with the spine or with a disc or with a vertebra. Is water aerobics recommended for somebody like that?
Absolutely.
And why is that? Why is that going to be helpful?
It's the leading form of therapy for those suffering from joint problems. It's the
really?
Leading. Yes, absolutely. And again, because you're buoyant and you're almost weightless in the water, you can move freely without putting that stress and strain on the affected area.
So hydrotherapy is or water therapy is really the ideal thing. I know there are professional athletes that sometimes when they rehab from an injury like a torn joint or a torn ligament, which can be worse than a bone break, we find them in the pool. I've even seen situations where horses break a leg, and because they're valuable animals and they want to preserve right. their life, the horse will spend time in a pool, kind of being held up or supported,
right.
and he or she will get to swim around in the pool. So it's just as good for animals as it is for people, isn't that right?
I would assume so. I don't have any animals in my class yet.
I guess I've gotten off the reservation here. Now, what about stress relief and relieving anxiety? You know, I know a lot of us grow older. It's harder and harder for us to deal with the stresses and strains of life. And we have a very changing world these days. We have an election coming up, which makes everybody cringe, I'm sure. We have the normal traffic to get around, especially the Flemington traffic circle at 20231, which makes me cringe every time I go through it, even though I like to think I'm a brave and bold kind of guy. But, you know, water always was something I associated with peace and calmness and relaxation. But moving around in water and jumping up and down and you know, moving and pushing against it, what does that do for you in terms of relaxation, relieving anxiety and stress?
Well, just as people like to look at water, it's,
I sure do.
I do too. I do also. But being in the water can be just as relaxing. Actually, there was a study conducted in 2007 that said aquatic exercise significantly decreases anxiety and negative mood states in women. Yesterday when I was telling my class that I was coming here, one of the ladies said, you know, if I'm ever in a bad mood or I'm feeling down, she said, if I come here, she said, I'm happy. Because we're a network. I call us the sisterhood, even though we have men in our class. Because we've become a support system. You know, they're doing something good for themselves, but they're also socializing. I say that water aerobics feeds the body and the soul, not just the body.
So. Well, that's a wonderful thought. We have to break for the news and then the weather again, and we'll be right back. I'm Bill Wolfson of the Sports Guys, and with me today is Cindy Yard.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
If Al Gore or George Bush had agreed 3 weeks before the election to concede the results and waive their right to a legal challenge or a recount, then there would be no Supreme Court case.
Trump back on the campaign trail, slamming Democrats and slamming media, demanding that he concede the election before it even takes place. Trump says just like Al Gore in 2000, he's reserving the right to contest results if they're very close. President Obama campaigning for Hillary Clinton, trying to deny Donald Trump's claims that any voter fraud could be taking place.
One study shows that out of 1 billion votes cast, there were 31 proven cases of voter fraud.
A new email released by WikiLeaks shows that Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's loyal assistant, says that Hillary knows she made a mess by blowing off a speech in exchange for a $12 million donation from Morocco's king. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
Hey, it's Bill Wolfson. I'm one of the sports guys. In fact, today I'm the only sports guy, and we're back with Cindy Yard. And let me talk about the weather. We had a great day today. It was warm. It was sunny. It was almost like it is in June or July, a little humid. It's been, right now it's fair and 25 degrees, if you want to believe the folks over at Somerville Airport. This afternoon we've got a 40% chance of showers with a high of 76. Tonight, 60% chance of showers, so get out those raincoats. And there's going to be likely to be some patchy fog, so let's be careful how we drive, especially if we're going to be driving out of town and up towards Cherryville or over the Sourland Mountains later. Saturday, it's going to rain, and my wife has a day planned for me. I'm working in our garage, spackling and painting, and then I'm going to be going to Health Quest. Saturday night, decreasing clouds. The moon might just peek out again from the clouds. And we're expecting a low of 37 degrees, so not quite time to take those plants in. Sunday, sunny, then breezy, high of 62. I'm heading down to my boat to continue decommissioning it and do some gel coat work and repair. Sunday night, mostly clear, then a slight chance of showers. And Monday, back to work, and guess what? Sunny and bright. So, we're back here with Cindy Yard, an aerobics instructor at HealthQuest. And, Cindy, we were talking about, stress relief and anxiety relief for water aerobics. And what about the actual benefits to those of us like myself who need to burn calories and lose weight? What's the story on that?
Well, as I said before, I probably am repeating myself, but the combination of strength and cardio workouts with water resistance ensures that the body gets a full workout. At HealthQuest, they divide some of the classes up between cardio and strengthening, flexibility, mind and body. And with Aqua, you get all of those. You touch all of those areas in each workout. So there's some cardio. There's some we do some Pilates moves. We do a lot of flexibility and resistance training. But you can absolutely burn calories. And I always tell my students that they'll get out of their workout whatever they want to put in. There is, I will lead in a certain tempo, but they are certainly allowed to modify it. And we will show each student, if they want it modified, how to modify it to any of the restrictions that they may have. But it absolutely burns calories. And it's, again, it's your workout. It's whatever you put in it, you'll get out of it tenfold.
What about those of us who have to watch our blood pressure? How does water aerobics help?
Well, certainly it helps with, your blood flow, and it enables the blood flow to circulate more effectively through the body. You know, any movement, obviously, it effectively decreases blood pressure, decreases resting heart rate. I mean, it will make your heart work more productively. It's just, again, it's an all-around workout.
The really neat thing that attracts me to water aerobics is that I don't get hot and sweaty because I'm in the water. And as the weather gets warmer, although we're heading the other direction right now because it's October, but as the weather gets warmer, I find it less and less interesting or fun to be exercising on land in the really hot weather outdoors. So I know that this is a tremendous advantage for those of us who can't afford to be overheated. I know that sometimes doctors will advise women who are pregnant don't get overheated. Water aerobics might be a good thing for a number of people who have reasons why they don't get too, they need not to get too warm. But I was curious, how do women who may be having a baby or may have just had a baby, how can they benefit from water aerobics?
Well, we have a new woman in the class, a young woman in the class now who is pregnant and is due, I believe, next month. And her doctor said that this was, that if she wanted to work out and, continue to stay physically fit, that water aerobics was the perfect exercise for her. Now, obviously, there are some modifications that we make, but you see a host of people and different, not just ailments, but different needs that do water aerobics. Several of the ladies in the class and one of the gentlemen have had knee replacement surgeries, which I'm about ready to face. And as soon as they can get back in the water because of infection and whatnot, you know, the doctor recommends that you don't go in for a certain number of weeks. They can't wait to get back in because it's the absolute best therapy that they can do, water therapy, as Bill has mentioned before. And I have, as far as the summer, in the summer at HealthQuest, we offer outside classes at our outdoor pool because not only do we keep all of our indoor pool schedule, which is 10 times a week, but we added two additional classes. And I've had several students tell me, "Well, this is my vacation. I feel like I'm at a resort. I come to the water aerobics on Tuesdays and Thursdays at from 11 to 12, and we work on our tan a little bit, not too much, but certainly. So when it's 80 or 90 degrees out and you're in the water, you're doing something that's great for yourself. And it's also, you're not there sweating bullets, you know, trying to make yourself physically fit. And even in the winter, even though it is getting colder outside, the water is 84 degrees all the time. So when it's, 50 or 40 or 30 outside, you come into the it's a lovely atmosphere outside the water, and then you go into the water, at 84, and it's very refreshing.
Oh, no doubt it is. I'm always impressed with the cleanliness at HealthQuest and how careful they are with the pool. I have been in some pools where it will go unmentioned that I would not go in again, but I've always found HealthQuest to be very, very careful about keeping cleanliness and pHs correct and the chemicals correct. I am not a great swimmer, but I love to snorkel, and I love to get in the water, put a mask and a snorkel on and flippers, and just go back and forth for an hour. And I find that that's a wonderful workout for me, particularly in the winter. But one of the things I always got a kick out of with HealthQuest was in the snowy, snowy weather, I could sit in the pool and I could absolutely, positively get into watching the snowfall while I was in the water. But Cindy, tell me about the friends you've made. Tell me what kind of relationships you have.
Well, I'm outgoing, Bill, as you know that from high school, right? But and every teacher is different. Some teachers teach on the deck. I teach in the water. The HealthQuest gives us the latitude, as long as we're certified, that we can teach whatever way we're comfortable with. I'm more comfortable being in the water with the ladies. And both of my children were married in 2014. And we joke that they went through this network of friends, went through every detail of what should I wear, what nail color should I wear, what should be the first dance. We have gone through, as a sisterhood, both successes and challenges of life. We've been through people's diagnosis with the cancer, some unfortunate deaths, births, marriages. It's a wonderful situation to be in. And as a matter of fact, one of the studies, when I teach on Thursdays, we always do morning announcements, and I go around the room, well, the pool, it's not the room, and, we say good morning to each other in case there are new people who don't know the names of the other people participating. And we also talk about, morning announcements or anything that I've read. And there was a study that really hit home because I told the ladies at Inaqua that socialization, if you want to be successful at workouts and continuing to work out, there has to be a socialization component. You have to have a network of friends. You have to be able to do what you're supposed to be doing, but also share, things that you want to share with each other. So we also do some talking But and that's fine because I'm there to lead the exercises. And if they are, you know, often having a little sidebar or chatting about something that's important to them, they're still exercising. They're still moving. They're still getting the benefits of being in the water. And they're also getting the benefits of relationships.
Well, that's good. And I know it's also something of a buddy system. And I know that when you work out with other people, each person seems to encourage the other to keep moving and keep going. And it's also another reason to go there because you may just want to see your friends.
Absolutely. It's, you know, that's why I have one special story that, I mean, there are many, but there was a woman, actually I'm having lunch with she and her husband tomorrow, and she came to water aerobics deathly afraid of the water. She was deathly afraid of going into water that was beyond where she could touch. And so her name is Ellen. And as a matter of fact, I wrote a testimonial for her for the HealthQuest newsletter. She started out with a water belt. She would only go to where she could touch. She started to do water aerobics. And then she decided that she could go a little deeper in the water and a little deeper in the water, and she had her belt and her noodles. And so two summers ago, she started to swim a couple of feet, a couple of more feet. She asked the lifeguard, so how much is a mile? How many lengths? Well, it's 17 times back and forth in the pool. And she started out, and she now swims a mile and a half every day with no belt, with no noodle. It's not Olympic swimming, but it certainly is. And she started out with the water aerobics, and she got comfortable with, you know, the friends and the peers and coming and working out. And she now swims every morning at 6 o'clock at HealthQuest, 6 days a week, a mile and a half.
That's a great story. You know, you just introduced somebody who's probably afraid of water forever back into
her whole life.
Thing. It's really going to be life changing. We've got a break for a commercial, and but before we do, we have an unexplained John Manfreda sighting. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Bill. Good to be here today and to have somebody from our club, HealthQuest, here. Curious after the break to listen to more good stories.
Well, Cindy Yard is also somebody I went to high school with.
That's right.
I don't want to betray her age.
I was
a year older than her.
You guys, just 1 year.
The class of 1982, right? That's,
well, something like that.
Yeah, and Cindy and I are, you know, we both are looking pretty good for 28, right?
There you go.
Okay,
absolutely.
Well, let's break for a commercial before it gets higher and deeper in here.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Time your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hey, folks, we're back. We're talking once again about HealthQuest, and we have Cindy Yard, our former county administrator, who's now a HealthQuest water aerobics instructor. Cindy, let's say somebody wants to start your class. They've gotten brave enough to put on their swimsuit.
Yeah, which is the hardest part.
they've shown up at your class, and now they said, okay, Cindy, I'm here. Show me the ropes. What do I do?
Well, as I said, what I do every morning or whenever I'm teaching, I'll be teaching Halloween at 6:30. But anyway.
In costume?
Right. It's kind of hard in the water, right?
It is.
Right, unless I wanted to be a fish. Yeah. But anyway. So that we certainly introduce them to the group. It is quite a network of people who come, you know, the same group of people, but we welcome new people. And I usually take that person under my wing. So as I'm, you know, calling out the moves or whatever, I'll stay close to that person and demonstrate each of the moves. A lot of them are land moves, you know. So, you know, like a cross-country ski, opposite arm, opposite leg, and, you know, a grapevine. I mean, things that some people who have ever gone to a gym kind of would recognize. We do jumping jacks in the water. So these are some common things that people can know how to do. It's just a lot harder in the water because of the water resistance and, you know, the moves. And so I kind of stick close to the new person. We do a half hour in the shallow end where they all can touch. We use noodles. We use the weights. We use paddles. And then we do a half hour in the deeper end where, because you're not touching the bottom of the pool, you can really, as I say, and my daughter laughed at me when I said she came to see me 2 4th of Julys ago. She said, I want to see what you do in the water aerobics. So she was my guest. And she's a clinical dietitian and a nutritional educator. And she said, wow. And she said, I said, well, do you have any critique? And she said, well, Mom, when you say, let's really tear it up, she said, I said, well, they know. When we say tear it up, we're going to tear it up. So then we go down at the end and do a cool down. And as I said, with new people, they kind of stick very close to me. Or sometimes they gravitate to somebody and they also will show them the moves because, you know, that's another thing about water aerobics is they have to think, they have to do, they have to process. I mean, it's not just going and just standing in the water for 60 minutes. You have to learn, you have to do the moves. We change every instructor has a different approach. So it's constantly, you know, working your mind, your body. And then at the end, I usually, when we do our final cool down, I will always say to them, you know, give yourselves a hand and, you know, have a great day because, you know, they did it for themselves. You know, all the things in life that you do for somebody else, this is exclusively for themselves and they should be proud of themselves. And I always say, give yourselves a hand. So.
A wonderful thought. What's the most challenging thing that you faced as an instructor?
Probably there, as I had just told that story about Ellen, there are more people than you think that are afraid to go in water that's above their head, you know, or where they can't touch. So we have to, you know, I have to modify those exercises for them to keep them down in the lower end of the water. And also, instead of where in the deep water they would be standing, you know, perpendicular to the floor of the pool, I may say to the people, kneel, you know, so that you're not touching the bottom of the pool, and then you can do the exercises, you know, in a kneeling position. So it's probably trying to help people overcome, you know, maybe a fear of the water, not being able to do it. I mean, we all, you know, I'll tease them. You know, I'll say, you know, this isn't the Olympics. nobody's going to come and, you know, recruit us for the Olympics. We do an exercise that you alternate your legs and kick and clap underneath. And I always tease them about, you know, we're pretending we're the Rockettes. Okay, we may not be asked to come into Radio City, but we've got to get ready for, you know, the Christmas show. So, you know, we try to make it fun.
Well, that's exciting. What do you find is the biggest satisfaction that you get out of the course?
For me?
Yes.
For me, it's that I'm not only doing something for myself, but that I'm also helping people do something for themselves. And also, being that I did retire in 2014 and I had worked for 41 years, it was quite a transition for me, and this was a very nice segue into, you know, relationships, you know, friendships, exercise. I call it my work. You know, I say to my husband every morning when I go to the gym, I'm going to work, and but it's not like work at all. And like I said, I guess the biggest benefit is that I'm able to do something for myself and for other people too.
Well, that's wonderful. Is there anyone for whom water aerobics is a bad idea?
Anyone? Did you say person?
Is there anyone or any type?
I guess the Wicked Witch of the West, Bill.
Yeah, right. There you go.
I'm melting. The Wicked Witch of the West, because she might melt.
Right.
It turned out she was made of sugar.
There's absolutely no one that cannot benefit from water aerobics. If there is, like I said, a localized issue, if you have a torn rotator cuff, or with me and my knee surgery, everyone can benefit from it. You know, pregnant women, you know, people who have just had a child, people who are recovering from a surgery, people who want to lose weight, people who want to, you know, increase their resistance, their strengthening, their, you know, cardio. This is a great place to start.
Well, HealthQuest offers water aerobics Monday through Friday at a class at 9:30, another one at 10:30.
No, it's 9:30 to 10:30.
9:30 to 10:30, yeah. Excuse me. Uh-huh. And Monday to Thursday in the evening, 6:30 to 7:30. Saturdays, 8:30 to 9:30. So there's 10 classes a week. Is
right.
that right?
And then in the summer, we have the two additional classes
outdoors.
Out at the outdoor pool.
Right, as long as it's not lightning or
That's
thunder,
right. Yeah, right? We don't.
We don't want to get hit by lightning out there. This has been really great. Cindy, it's been wonderful having you here. We've got a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to leave that to my HealthQuest.
I actually had a couple of questions for you, Cindy. You know, in terms of cross-training, I've always been told that cross-training is a good thing. So if somebody is, let's say, predominantly a runner, or such as myself, a tennis player, perhaps likes cycling, how would they work in swimming with that? Is that a good – sort of akin to Bill's question of, you know, who would not – want to do aquatic exercise.
Right. And, well,
so how does the cross training fit in with swimming?
Well,
it's not so much swimming, because anybody can swim. This is actually
exercises and
water.
Movement. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Right. I was using swimming
generically.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, actually, before I hurt my knee in June, I was doing Body Vive on Mondays, Body Pump on Tuesdays, kickboxing on Wednesday, teaching on Thursday, water aerobics, and then sometimes Saturday I would go to water aerobics. So it's as a matter of fact, they tell you, mix it up. You should not get into, you know, three things or two things and just constantly do those. You've got to, and the water aerobics is a great thing to add in because it touches on all of the things that you do in cardio and strengthening and flexibility and mind and body. So it's a good enhancement, if you will, if you're trying to come up with, you know, a potpourri of different exercises. But I know that I've always been told throughout the years in high school and beyond, don't get yourself locked into one thing and just do that, because you need your body. First of all, you'll build up a little bit of a resistance to that. It won't be as effective. And this way, you can add that into your recipe, if you will, for success, is throw in a water aerobics class,
It's interesting you say that. I know that last remark about your build-up resistance. One of the problems that tennis players have, such as myself, is you might have some good times, but then you get into what we call a funk, and people are not hitting the ball well, you're not seeing it well, you're playing poor positional play, and then people say, you need to take some time off, just get away from the game. And I always took that to mean do nothing.
Yeah, no.
And now you're sort of convincing me that maybe the best thing is put down the tennis racket and maybe
do something else.
Water aerobics swimming that is doing nothing isn't a good idea.
Right.
Just don't play tennis.
Right.
Play something else.
Right.
Well, I've got an apropos question to that. My winter passion is cross-country skiing when we have snow around here, which unfortunately we haven't had much of. So I've been using the elliptical machines at HealthQuest, and what I found is that suddenly I'm getting a little bit of tendonitis in the knee, and I'm also getting a little bit of a return of plantar fasciitis, that pain in
very painful in
my right foot. And I'm just wondering if swimming or water aerobics might be a good exercise while I let those injuries stop barking. What do you think, Cindy?
Absolutely. I'm telling you, it's the best all-around exercise you can do, and it masters a multitude of sins. It covers